Today we are talking about sport and its goalball. It's played by blind and partially sighted people, and even played by sighted people as well, as long as they wear a blindfold. Well, everyone has to wear a blindfold, in fact, and it's grown over the decades around the world, and now it's a Paralympic sport. But how do you get involved in the first place? Can you play just for fun? Or what if you're a budding Paralympian? Well, Bucks Vision is starting its goalball team, and there are lots of sessions for you to get involved in if you're in and around their area. Now, to tell us more, we have with us the fundraising manager for Bucks Vision, Anne Mills. Anne, thank you for joining us.
Well, it's a pleasure. Lovely to talk to you, Alan.
So tell me first of all about the charity itself. Tell me about your work.
Bucks Vision, visual impairment charity. We support blind and partially sighted people throughout Buckinghamshire and Milton Keynes. What we have is 9 divisions throughout Buckinghamshire and Milton Keynes, and they are run solely by volunteers, and they support our members through social events and activities. And then from head office here in Aylesbury, we organise experience days. So we will take people out on a coach to Waterston Manor or Bletchley Park or the Hellfire Cave in Wickham. Theatre trips where we have audio assisted performances. And just really to keep people busy and connected, we're very aware of, you know, how difficult living with sight loss can be and how isolating it can be. So we really try and help people connect with other people. And we also run 2 free courses here, Living with Sight Loss and Online Today, which we run in connection with the RNIB as well.
And we're talking today in particular about goalball. So where did the idea come from to get these sessions together?
Well, we were going through some of the archive material at Bucks Vision, and we came across a photograph of 2 players that were playing goalball. And this is going back 10 years or so. And I thought, gosh, that looks a great game, but nobody's playing it in the county at the moment. So I contacted Goalball UK, who were really delighted to have a charity in Buckinghamshire wanting to set up a Buckinghamshire club. So we went up to Birmingham and saw some of the elite players playing goalball, which was quite extraordinary. It's a very fast game when you get to the top of the game. And we thought, yes, we can do this. We can bring this into Buckinghamshire and try and give people the opportunity to play a challenging and enjoyable activity, despite the fact that you're visually impaired. And we know that people do find it quite difficult to find things to do. So that was the premise behind it, really, wanting to, you know, extend the opportunities in Bucks for visually impaired people.
And you're going to be hosting these sessions at Stoke Mandeville, really the home of the Paralympics.
Yeah, we are, which is really fantastic. The fact that the Paralympics were started at Stoke Mandeville Stadium, and we're bringing a Paralympic sport back. And of course, 2020 Tokyo Olympics will be followed by the Paralympics, and Goalball UK will be looking for players to go into that UK team to go to Tokyo. So we're quite excited about that, because goalball is it's a quite an easy sport to build your confidence and excel at the sport quite fast. It's a very sharp learning curve, and if you do have the ability to play at a top level, there is that opportunity of travel as well.
And even if you don't want to, you know, be competitive and climb to the heights of the Paralympics, it is also a great game just for the social side of things together, bringing people together, improving their maybe independence, mobility, etc.
Yes, it offers a ready-made community for players and their family, you know, who want to come together and play a sport. So I think, as you said in your introduction, it is created for visually impaired and sighted people, because everybody who plays, they all go onto the court and they have the protective goggles on, so nobody can see. So everybody's playing on a level field, as it were, and anybody of any age can play. I know we've got people signed up to come to have a go day who are, I think, about 10 is the youngest one we've got.
So tell me about the sessions themselves. You obviously spoke about a taster day there for people to come along and try it out. And how do you hope to run it after that?
Yes, so the Have a Go Day, which is a free day on Saturday the 3rd of February, which runs from 9 till 1, we'll have Goalball UK coming down with some of their players. They'll bring down all the equipment and everybody can get equipped and get onto court and have a go.
And you're hoping to run these sessions regularly?
Yes, what we'll do after that, we'll sort of monitor the interest that has come in from people that want to volunteer to help us run the sport, people that want to play, or for those who want to actually train as a coach, because Goalball UK are running sessions down this way for people who want to become a professional coach for Goalball. So after that, we will be running Goalball as a club. So initially, it'll be run every month at Stoke Mandeville Stadium. And if the requests come in for that to be extended to sort of bi-weekly or whatever, then we'll do that.
Excellent. So lots of opportunities there. And if people would like to find out more about the sessions and a taster day, Anne, how do they do that?
The best way is to go to either the goalballuk.com website or to bucksvision.co.uk website and have a look on that. We've been very lucky because we've had significant funding from Aylesbury Vale District Council to pay for some of the equipment that we need. And Tesco locally will be providing all the food and drink on the day as well. So if people are interested in coming along on the day to have a go at Goalball, if they could contact our reception on 01296 487 556, or they can email reception@bucksvision.co.uk.
And best of luck with the event, and thank you for telling us all about it on RNIB Connect Radio.
Lovely. Thank you for having us.